sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line.
This looks like what Roger Moore would look like if he had his feet up in imaginary stirrups while he was laying out on a beach towel.
Brent, that just paint dried. I'm surprised they use toilet paper.
Uh-huh. That Dixie cup you're drinking from looks like a shot glass. Did your head get that much bigger? It looks like the Unabomber with a hat on.
Now a member of the Global Ag Network.
Landon, when you've made it, do you know you've made it when you have a part two episode?
I'll let you know when I think we've made it.
If you have to be told, you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When do you know when you need to buy new underwear? If you have to ask, you need new underwear.
Or you've got other problems. Casey, have you ever asked anybody if they needed new underwear?
Yeah.
Never have.
That'd be a personal question, wouldn't it? Well, guys, we want to welcome everybody again. This is episode two of our first ever Dry Stick Awards, and we knocked out about five of our first categories, and we're going to get out of the final five, or we might have a couple extras in there, may have a couple honorable mentions, but we want to welcome everybody back. I know in our last episode we didn't say where we could catch everybody, and before I go any further, I want to welcome Landon. Landon, what's your Twitter handle that you're going to retweet our episodes on?
Mine is NoTwitLandon44.
And we've got, I don't want to say it's always is with Casey Seymour, but more times than not we've got Casey Seymour. Casey's the host of the Moving Iron podcast, and Casey, what's your podcast and where can you find it?
Moving Iron podcast. You can find it anywhere podcasts are listed for the most part. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, so on and so forth. And hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Moving Iron LLC.
Very good. And we're, of course, both a part of the Global Ag Network. Not a part of it. We are part of the Global Ag Network. And you can find us on the same places that Casey just mentioned. You're going to find I'm going to tweet it out. At Trader Brent, that's my Twitter handle, and we're also on Facebook and then SoundCloud and all those other great and wonderful places. So we got that all out of the way, and I just cracked my voice, but that's okay. And guys, did y'all watch the bowl game? I'm surprised the national championship game. It didn't play till the 13th.
I thought you were fixed to talk about balls dropping right after your voice cracked.
Well, it's cold. I guarantee you they ain't dropping. So bowl game, the national championship bowl game is the 13th. Why the 2-week break? It's not the Super Bowl. Between the semifinals and the championship game, because the semifinals were what, 31st? No,
yeah.
30th.
No, there was a.
Was it the 29th?
Saturday.
29th. Yeah. So you've got Clemson and LSU. Does Clemson even have a chance?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Clemson, they get people. Gave them a lot of crap for they played Duke and in their regular season. And they play all the good basketball schools that have football teams. So, but I don't know. They've got a lot of weapons. LSU, though, they're just too good. I mean, they're too many
weapons.
They're deep. Good. They have a strong defense. That's what they're kind of well-rounded comparatively.
And they haven't, Clemson hadn't lost a game in a couple years, but I don't know. I think LSU is going to win.
Was Oklahoma any kind of a good measuring stick?
No.
I mean, I'm an OU fan, and I'll be honest with you. They have – Oklahoma has just had a great season because they had they put 40 or better points up a game. So their defense gave up a lot of points. Their defense struggled all season to make consistent plays and make big things happen. So their defense was their was their weak point anyway. And then when you put two of your best players on the bench for messing up team rules and everything else, that didn't give them any favors. So.
Didn't help. I think their biggest weak point was that wheel on that covered wagon. Or that hitch or whatever.
How about greasing an axle every game? How about that?
So I think they've got No, I don't. Like I said, I'm an OU fan, and it's hard for me to say this, but I don't know that Oklahoma probably needed to be in that game to start with. So.
Well, I mean, who else would it have been? I mean, they.
That's exactly it. Right. I mean, if you have Georgia or Utah, typical thing, they go out and yeah. say how they should have been there and everything else. They were ranked 7 at the time, I think, when they those.
I think so.
Whoever lost, Georgia lost, whoever else lost, can't remember who else lost.
Hell, Baylor was 7th.
Utah
was 5.
Utah proved last night that they shouldn't have been in there.
Yeah, they should probably think about dropping the program after getting beat by an unranked team when they were ranked in the top 15. So
yeah, that was awesome.
Not only did they get handled, you know what I mean? That's kind of an embarrassing loss on their part.
Okay, so what about how good of a measuring stick was Ohio State?
I think it's a pretty good one. I mean,
yeah.
Ohio State had a very good defense, that strong defensive line. They've been stingy all season for the most part. They played in a strong conference. You look at the Big Ten and who's in there and what they played up against.
Plus, if you don't overturn that fumble recovery touchdown, then they might be in the championship right now.
Yeah. So it was as close as it could have gotten. Clemson's beat. I was watching something while I was watching that game. I don't think Ohio State's ever beat Clemson anytime they've ever played them. So it's going all the way back to like somewhere in the 80s when they played some bowl game in the 80s. They have never. I don't think they've ever beat them. So maybe once or something like that. But Clemson's been an overwhelming winner in that series or whatever you want to call it. But I don't know. I think Ohio State probably was. It was neck and neck. Now, you can blame it on a call or whatever else, but both teams had equal opportunity to win that game, and both of them had their share of mistakes throughout. So I think of any two games that were qualifiers, that Clemson-Ohio State game was, in my opinion, the best two
semifinal teams game, yeah.
Maybe playing each other.
But in the end, it's LSU.
I think so. I don't think there's much of an opportunity for anybody – to beat LSU, Coach O, like he says, Death Valley, where hopes come to die or something like that, what he said. It made me laugh, but it's a good style. I think they've got a great program, and they've come a long ways in the last couple of years. So
listening to him, listening to him talk is like listening to Farmer Fran on The Water Boy. I think we might have said that before.
Yeah. Each day, Odo.
All right, special teams, they collapse.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah. It's one guy.
Yeah, that black guy. Okay, Landon, do they cover 5.5?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm surprised they're not a full 7.
Yeah, I could see 7.5 on that pretty easy.
Yeah. Do they ever – is it always halves now so there won't be pushes anymore? Seems like it's always halves now.
No, not always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they go whole.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who's winning the Super Bowl?
Chiefs or Ravens.
Oh, man, I would think – I've watched the Ravens very little, but from what I've seen, they are some bad dudes. They are so freaking fast. I mean, they just run past people. It's pretty unbelievable.
So I think the Chiefs and the Ravens will be the AFC champions.
I think the Saints are going on the other side.
I think the Saints are going to go all the way.
Yeah.
I don't think the NFC has two strong teams that are going to meet up with each other that are in different divisions that are going to be strong enough to overcome what the Saints had to offer, unless they have some just ridiculous pass interference thing like they did last year where the guy got smoked.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Got freaking molested.
Yeah.
Brent, are you going with the Bills?
I might have to. No, yeah, I mean, Baltimore is just salty as hell. That word
is actually. He's beating Montclair this year, so.
Do what?
The Chiefs beat him at home, so.
Yeah, is the Chiefs defense going to be good enough?
Of course, the Ravens did lose to the Browns this year.
Yeah.
Well, the Patriots lost to the Dolphins.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Dallas beat the Dolphins. Not that that did them any good, but.
Yeah. It'll also be interesting to see what happens. I mean, the Patriots, who knows? I mean, Tom Brady's been showing his age of late, so it'll be interesting to see how that works. But he always seems to pull some – crazy.
Yeah, he's still Tom Brady. People say what they want. Yeah, so New Orleans. Okay, so yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know the NFC. I don't know if they can beat anybody in the AFC. But well, guys, I didn't mean to talk a lot of football, but it looks like we did. But we're going to have a second part of our award show in this second segment, ironically enough. So we're going to have that. We're going to have categories 6 through 10, or however many we got left, and we'll finish it all up, and we can get the 2010s out of the way. And we're looking forward with 2020 vision, Landon, on the Dryline Farmer podcast. He was looking like he was thinking about saying something, but
I can see that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we've got stuff for y'all to listen to, and we'll be back right after this.
That's Snoopy. Hello, everybody. Randy Ermaker here for Randy's Breakfast Soup. Do you need a good way to get up in the morning and you don't want to put some dead country singer sausage in your mouth? Well, that's why we brought you Randy's Breakfast Soup. Randy Ermaker, he's a Midwest farmer, but he's turned into an entrepreneur with his new breakfast soup recipe. You know, there's been a debate on whether hot dogs or sandwiches. Well, if a hot dog can be a sandwich, then cereal can be a soup. And Randy Ermaker, he is a number one innovator when it comes to the breakfast soup game. Randy Ermaker, whatever you say it, wherever you come from in the country, Randy's Breakfast Soup is the place to go. You go to the big store, when you go into town every weekend to get your stuff at the Walmart or the Kmart or any of them other evil corporations, they've got everything on that center shelf, you know, not too high, not too low, but the high-priced cereals. Well, you're not going to find Randy's Breakfast Soup in the cereal aisle. It's going to be in the soup aisle. Why? Because this doubles as a soup and a cereal. You know what we call people who eat cereal in the morning instead of soup? Bitches. That's what we call them, because only a bitch would eat cereal in the morning. Only some little first grader who eats marshmallows and tops it off with some chocolate syrup and gets it all over his face. We call them bitches. Don't be a bitch. Be a man. And get Randy's Breakfast Soup. Randy Ermaker, Ermaker, Ermacher, or Ermacker. No matter which way you spell it, no matter which way you say it, Randy is the only way to go. Randy's Breakfast Soup, you won't find us in the cereal aisle. You'll find us in the soup aisle. Because at Randy's Breakfast Soup, we say, don't be a bitch.
All right, guys, we're back. We've got a great list of nominees and categories for you. So here we go. One more time with the Dry Stick Awards. And I don't know, we might change the title, but, you know, that's what I came up with on short notice. I feel like I need a corduroy suit jacket.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
And Ed McMahon is a sidekick, so you're fired, Landon.
Ah.
Well, this is part two, so we're going to go ahead and jump right into it here. We've got a great list of categories for you. Let me get over here to my Microsoft Word here. So last week we had the dumbest year, the person that was in the news that shouldn't have been in the news, the D-bag of the year, the best named person of the year, which is ironically enough, both Anthony Weiner. I wonder what, did you think he got any nicknames? Because, I mean, like, Anthony is Tony. Today, you know, I would have gone with, like, T-Dub if I was him to try to get everybody off of it, but I'm sure Weiner stuck like crazy.
Off of it?
Yeah, I know. I know what I was saying.
Yeah.
I know what I was saying. So, now, we left off with a little bit of a cliffhanger on number 5, the A-hole of the decade, and we had Bin Laden, Jerry Jones, and then we had, no, our finalists were Bin Laden, R. Kelly, and Jeffrey Epstein. Has anybody come back? Do we need, are we ready for a revote? Or are we going to have a stalemate here? Anybody can talk as a podcast.
I'm going to stay with R. Kelly.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with mine.
You sons of bitches. All right, you're staying with Bin Laden, and Casey's staying with R. Kelly. I'm just going to go. We're going to leave this at a stalemate because, if nothing else, I like the whole Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself thing. That's just, it's just too good to pass up. So, fortunately, it's my podcast, so Jeffrey Epstein wins. All right, guys. So, we've got that out of the way. And number six. Now, this is a best word category, so the best word of the decade. And the contestants are clickbait. And this is, now, if anybody wants to write in something, I will entertain it. But clickbait, troll, and salty. Now, I'm going to start off. Y'all started off last week. And I'm going to start off with clickbait. I just like it because it rhymes with the same word. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my whole thing for nominating this guy. Casey?
Clickbait. I think salty. Salty is one of those things that drives me crazy when people say it, you know.
You don't like
guys,
it.
Salty. I'm like, shut up. What's that mean?
I said that earlier. Casey hates me.
I'm going with clickbait because it's funny.
I like clickbait.
Troll? No, nothing on troll? Did I not say troll?
You said troll.
Yeah, you said troll, but...
Nobody likes it?
It's kind of boring.
I don't want to give trolls any publicity, so...
Oh, shit.
Okay, so everybody... This is the best word of the decade now, so clickbait.
It's two words. Yeah, clickbait.
Casey?
Clickbait.
All right, we got a unanimous. Okay. Clickbait, let's see... Clickbait, come on up. Oh, hey, check it out. There's a video that's got Kate Upton's boobs on it. Yeah. I'm going to click on it and see what it does.
I'm gonna find out what they found in this person's backyard buried after 20 years.
With a hot chick in a bikini on it. Come on up, clickbait. Yeah. I want to thank all the perverted people that clicked on me thinking they were going to see a nude picture of Kate Upton. Okay, that's all, clickbait. Let's play the music. Okay, thanks. You can exit over here now. So why is it on the award shows the people always start walking off towards the wrong side of the stage? And the chicks, the silent models, always have to point them to the other side of the stage. Are they that excited?
Maybe they want the silent model to come over to them.
I guess so. Okay, so best word of the decade, clickbait. It's a unanimous vote. So now we obviously got to go to the dark side. So worst word of the decade. And the ones I came up with were selfie, meme, and mansplain. Now, I would gladly entertain any write-in candidates here. Let's see, who did I leave? I think, Landon, you've got the lead here.
I'm going to do a write-in. I'm going to go with the word woke.
Oh, yeah,
like,
definitely.
You need to get woke.
Yeah.
Like, if you're...
What was it?
Woke.
What did you say?
Woke. Come on, Casey, get woke.
Woke? I don't know that one.
Woke, like, you know, you're woke. To everything, you're hit. You know, you're to the whole Me Too movement.
Okay.
Woke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I hate the word selfie.
I do. I hate it. I hate it.
Selfie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Also,
it's bad. The only reason I love memes, but I just don't like the word. It doesn't sound like anything. Just say theme.
Yeah, I don't like it because for a couple years I thought it was Mimi or something.
I didn't ever want to. Well, I thought there was a hyphen in the middle of it.
This isn't a word, but I don't like the pound sign, the hashtag.
I don't either. I don't like the word. You mean the word hashtag?
Yeah, I mean it's a pound sign.
I know why. Yeah, yeah.
Why is
it
called a hashtag?
There's no hash and there's no tag.
Yeah.
So, do
that's
I?
That's a generational thing, man. You can tell how old somebody is if they call it a pound sign or a hashtag.
Well, it's still a pound sign.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
My son's 13, and I had said, hit the pound sign on the phone real quick. Hey, what's that?
You mean the hashtag?
Yeah.
Okay. I use a lot of prescription medication for my heart, okay? If I ever call to get a refill and it says, when you're done, please press the hashtag, that's it. I'm just going to go without my heart medication for the rest of my life, which would probably make it about a year.
Nice.
When you're finished, press 7 and then the hashtag. What am I tweeting something, bitch? Where's my pound sign at? I'm just going to start hitting the star key.
So on this one, my vote is going to be hashtag woke.
I'm putting it together. Hashtag woke. All right, well, I already know that's going to lose. Casey, selfie, meme, mansplain, woke, or hashtag woke.
Or man bun.
I'm going to go with selfie.
I'm going to go with selfie, too, just because we don't need another stalemate.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to that. I hate selfies.
The reason it's a two-pronged approach here because I hate the word selfie just because of the way it sounds, but what it also indicates, you're taking a selfie. It's just all you is what I'm getting at. It's all
so,
you.
So selfie wins, so do they win a dry selfie stick award? Or
they can go dry selfie stick themselves.
A dry selfie stick.
Yeah. We're going to hand them out.
Hello!
No, not Mr. Hanky. You can go back now. All right, you're done. Okay. On to what do we got now? Okay, the best gift of the decade. Now, I had a four contestants here, and these are just the ones I thought of in a pinch here. So everybody knows the one of Kevin Malone from The Office giggling,
mm-hmm.
and where he's sitting in his little interview chair, and I use this one a bunch. I just love it. I think it's funny. And I haven't seen this one a whole bunch, but I know what everybody knows what I mean. From National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Are you serious, Clark?
Cousin Eddie. Yeah.
Cousin Eddie. And the little girl with the what the hell face, where she's sitting in the car seat and she does the back and forth eyes thing. I don't know. I think it's just a solid gift.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little taste from our Ag and Global Ag Network. Angie sets her looking less than pleased gift, where she's sitting there looking pissed off like her mother.
Is that an actual gift?
Well, no. I mean, it was made into one.
Or is it like a profile picture?
Well, no. She didn't make it a profile picture. Casey.
Oh.
Casey, you know the one I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, so Casey, you're first here. You've got your list there, and we'll welcome any write-in candidates.
I mean, the Angie Setzer one, I think just because they're going to keep it real, you know? Angie Setzer one's pretty good. But also, my favorite gift that I use a lot is That's What She Said. It's a specific one. It's a specific one. It's the episode when, I think it's called Sexual Harassment.
Oh, yeah.
When,
where the bosses come in.
The bosses come in and Michael's out there and he's talking about how he's not going to pay for it.
And Jim lays off all the one-liners.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be really hard.
Makes a big laugh. So you always kept me
satisfied and smiling.
You think you can go all day?
I use the one from Dwight where he says, it's true. Quite
oh, yeah, I do too, where he gets slapped. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Well, no, he's just looking at
the door.
Yeah.
It's like, it's KGB. I'm not against the KGB. The KGB will wait for no one.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, so, okay, so it's voting time now. We've got, no, we don't. We still got to talk. Are you serious, Clark? And I don't think I've used it a little bit, but it's such a solid line.
Plus the line in the movie, he's like, hey, kids, I just heard a report that Santa was spotted.
On radar going over. He's like, you serious, Clark? They're sitting at the dinner table. Yeah.
That's a good one.
And so the little girl with the WTF look where she, you know, somebody says something and she gives you that. I mean, obviously, the little girl didn't know what she's doing, but it's just I like it because it's so simple, but yet it's brilliant. Just that little eye roll from left to right or right to left.
Hmm.
What do you think, Casey? Have you seen it? Yeah, I mean, I know you've seen it, but it's such a simple but yet solid gift because you can
very profound.
Yeah, profound, and it can totally blow up somebody's self-esteem. Like, how old do you think she is? Three or four? And she's just, I mean, she's probably 15 by now. I mean, this thing's been around for a long time. So it's a pretty solid one just for the simplicity of it. So we talked about Angie, the little girl. We didn't really talk about you, Sirius Clark. I just love it. It's a solid line from the movie. So, okay, we're voting here. So anybody for Kevin?
I'm going to go with Kevin.
I like Kevin. I like Kevin. Casey, who are you going to vote for? You said earlier you really like Angie just because of the fact you're keeping it.
Solidarity, bro.
Solidarity. We're going with Angie, and then we're going with Kevin. We're gonna go ahead and make this a first place and runner up because we want to keep Angie in the loop. I just love the Kevin giggling so much because he's such a solid character. But we're gonna give Angie a runner up, a trophy. We'll send it to her in the mail, and I know she'll be more than appreciative. So guys, come on up. Let's see. Yeah. Angie's going to accept the award for both her and Kevin.
Oh, no. Kevin spilled the chili.
Yeah, it's pretty much the best thing I do. Angie, do you have any words? No, we couldn't get her, actually. That's just a fake person. So, guys, we want to appreciate you for coming on the stage. Okay, so next, we've got the worst gift of the decade. I know this is debatable. And one of these I brought in new because I've never seen it before, but I absolutely, it like brought terrible childhood memories of the original It movie. So, and I know, y'all, we had this big debate on whether this is Kate Hudson or not, but it is, because I know it is. Kate Hudson and the Cat, this is worst gif of the decade. Kate Hudson and the Cat, Pennywise the Clown with all of the teeth, and if y'all need to, I'll show you. And then the Obama mic drop gif, just because I don't like Obama. But, so, discussion. And I'm not even going to entertain whether that's Kate Hudson or in the gif or not, because we've already talked about it.
I don't care who it is. I'm voting on that one. I hate that gif.
It's really a solid gif because, I mean, it's really good, but people, once again, ruined it. Because it was so overplayed. Yeah.
The only one that I like is the one where she says, I'm pregnant, and then it goes to the cat, and the cat's gone.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was a pretty good one. Yeah. That is pretty solid. So, but people, the only reason that one is in the bad category is because people overused it way too much. Casey?
I don't like cats, so I'm going to go with that one.
You know, just for the simple fact you don't like cats?
I don't like cats.
That's strange. Everybody likes, well, no, they don't.
Not everybody.
Casey doesn't. So, have y'all seen this one? It's the Pennywise the Clown, and
he smiles.
It was actually, yeah, he's got like five rows of teeth.
Yeah.
And it's an animated one. It's an animated one. And I mean, and so now I finally got it into where I'm using TweetDeck, and I've got, you know, your feed and then your notifications and then your like your trending bar. And on the notifications, I kept waiting for some, I needed a new notification because it was stuck there. And it was just looking at me and he was freaking me out and it completely ruined me. Like it was like a virtual molesting of me. So that one I hated. Now, the Obama mic drop, maybe not a very strong candidate because, I mean, you know, it's not a very good reason.
That was kind of funny when he, like, does that deal about, you know, saying Trump won't be president, and then he drops the mic. And then Trump's president.
They need somebody to make one that has Trump picking up and say, you dropped this.
Yeah. I like the one where they say Obama's like, well, you're just going to turn the economy around? You know, they don't have a magic wand for that. And then it goes to Trump with a magic wand. Always got to be careful of what you say.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I mean, debating on Twitter, I mean, it's just, I don't know why. I've fallen victim to it. And it's just because everybody has got Google and you've got all the time in the world to reply. It's just, yeah, one of those things. We got Kate Hudson and the Cat with Casey. He's voting for that just because he doesn't like cats. Landon, I don't know if I've gotten your vote.
I'm going with the Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson and the Cat. I think we've got another unanimous vote. We've got Kate Hudson and the Cat just because of the people.
I hope the cat gets the award.
Yeah. Let's see. Does the cat have anything to say? Let's see. No, he's just looking at us with a very sly look, and the Kate Hudson's screaming at him. So thanks a lot there. Okay, so now we're down to number 10, and we've got a Best Invention Award. Now, I came up a little dry on this one because there's so many great technological breakthroughs.
Does it have to be an invention from this decade?
I'm going to go ahead and open it up to the 21st century.
Okay.
So I put in a heated steering wheel because it's so awesome.
So the mute button wasn't invented until the 21st century?
Well, no, the mute button, no, not on the remote control. This is a Twitter mute or Facebook mute.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I should have clarified that. Yeah. And then caller ID, and I know that one's definitely 20th century stuff, but my God, being able to screen calls, I mean, how awesome can you get?
What if it's something that may not be invented but should be invented, like a dislike button?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's YouTube. Doesn't YouTube have dislike buttons? They have some
yeah,
sound,
I was talking
they?
More like Facebook and Twitter, but didn't Facebook used to have a dislike button?
You can do the mad face emoji.
No, that didn't count.
Yeah, they did have a dislike button.
I think they did for a while.
Well, Twitter used to have favorites, and then they changed it to likes, which favorite didn't really make any sense.
I favorite this picture.
What does Instagram have? Likes?
The gram? I don't know.
You got a heart.
I heart you. Okay, Landon, what are you going to write anything in here?
I'm going to write in the dislike button from Facebook, the short-lived dislike button that went
well,
away. It was still an invention.
It was still an invention. Okay, I'll write that in. So dislike. Casey? What are your
I'm
going to
go with the best invention. I like the mute button, man. You can say a lot of stuff when you're on a conference call.
Oh, well, now, yeah, the mute button on your phone, sure. That's a good one.
Hey, Brent, before I vote, can you explain the heated steering wheel? Like what?
Well, Landon, like? When you get to a certain tax bracket, you can afford to, you can afford to be an asshole and say you have a heated steering wheel. Well,
I don't have to worry about that.
Trust me, you don't have to be in a certain tax bracket. It's on all kinds of stuff. No, I just put that in there because I thought it was really cool. They're really pretty therapeutic. Even when it's like hot outside, I don't know, just getting those your hands warm, you know, if you get around to, we're not going there. So, I think heated steering wheels are a obnoxious way of saying my payment's just a little bit bigger.
I'm rich.
Oh man. Yeah. So, that's the only reason it was in there. Mute button's getting a lot of love. Caller ID, I guess it's just too common that we take it for granted. But the dislike button's also pretty stout. So final votes.
I'm going mute button.
I'm going with the dislike button.
I think I'm going to go with dislike. I'm going with the mute button just because of its it's so flexible. It can go on phones. It can go on TV remotes. It can go on, you know, social media. I just like its flexibility.
Fine, you're never going to vote with me. You know what I think about that?
Try it again, Kate Landon.
Did you mute me?
Yes, I have also got a slider here. Are you kidding? I voted like two or three times.
I'm just kidding. I was giving you a chance to mute me.
Okay, so the worst invention. Let's move on to the worst invention. And this can also go worst invention / best marketing because – a lot of just freaking stupid, plain inventions are getting marketed the hell out of themselves. And example one, MyPillow. And I have two MyPillows. Casey, do you have a MyPillow product?
I got two of them, yeah.
Overrated?
I love mine, yeah.
You can tell the difference between those pillows and anybody else's.
Is one of yours better than the other one you have?
Well, I mean, I got one. My wife's got one. So, I mean, yeah, we've got.
I mean, they're good pillows, but they're pillows is what I'm getting at.
So, totally different pillows, bro. You're missing out.
Whatever. He doesn't know. Landon, LED light bulbs.
I think they work pretty good.
So we found out we've got a bunch of LEDs now on our equipment, and they wreak havoc, believe it or not, with our two-way radios. They interfere with our two-way radios. We thought we had low voltage, and on a couple deals we did. And I talked to this guy that does a lot of electrical work, automobile, that's his main thing. And he says, oh yeah, we found that those LED lights will foul up. I don't know if it alters the voltage or what, but he says, yeah, they'll screw up with your radio signals two-way radios. That's the only reason I brought it in. But, okay, Casey, now you might know a lot about this one. People-less sex.
I do. You know a lot.
Worst
is that why? Is that why you have two pillows?
Oh, man, that is awesome. Does it have a mute button, Casey?
Yeah, I didn't talk to you. You don't have to hear anything.
Oh God! And then
that's the oddest thing I've come across here in the last couple of years. That whole
robot.
What's the other robots? The robots that are in the that stuff.
So I don't Japan know. For some reason. Those Asians, man.
The fleshlight.
Yeah, yeah. The fleshlight.
That's a fleshlight, all right.
Draft it. Pillows, LED lights, or people with sex. I count. Well, we know what's Casey. He loves his pillow, so obviously not.
He loves his
pillow. I'm going to go people of sex.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that too. I don't have a my pillow, so I don't have a my pillow, so I can't. I don't know.
Okay, so I think we've got a unanimous winner here. It's the robot sex. Yeah. Thank you a lot, Tokyo, for that one. And I kind of had a couple late entries here. Best video, I think we might have, I don't know, though, Casey hates cats. So first one was loser screaming after Trump gets elected. Cat videos and the Roomba dog crap video where the Roomba is left to its own devices. They turn it on, leave the room, and a dog takes a dump, and the Roomba scatters it all over the tile.
That sounds awful. I'm going with the loser screaming after Trump wins.
Definitely. That was the best video of my lifetime.
I think it's an easy win just because it's just so satisfying.
Yeah.
It's just so satisfying to see that. To see somebody so wrapped up in the political deal that they have absolutely no control over, and it affects them so greatly that they and allow them to what's so
and it hasn't stopped since.
No, it hasn't stopped since. So what's worse, allowing yourself to be video doing this or your own sex tape? Which is more embarrassing?
I'll think this right here.
Yeah,
that's pretty embarrassing. Far and away.
I tell you what, that is saying something. So, the loser screaming after Trump gets elected. Let's see if we can find her for a great – let's see if we can find her. She might have a couple words to say. Ma'am, do you have anything you can say about this while we get your intro advertisement out of the way? Hang on. Here we go.
Donald J. Trump is now president.
What do you have to say about it? Okay, thank you for that. Great having you on. Now get the hell out of here. So that was pretty much a a great video. And the worst video
was a win-win.
It really was. So, and we'll finish out this awards program with worst video. And I think I know where we're going. I put cat videos just for Casey's sake. And anybody popping a zit.
That's pretty bad.
And making it last. Like putting it in slow-mo. Yeah, putting it in like a time-lapse.
That's a lot of pus.
I think I'm going to have a ride in here. I think the worst videos are those ones on YouTube where the parents whore out their kids to make get YouTube likes and stuff like that. So
where they what?
They whore out their kids to do something.
Or like the go to the UN and give a speech?
24 hours. What happens when kids are in charge for 24 hours? Like that kind of shit. And that kind of stuff absolutely disgusts me.
That sounds worse than a zit. I'm gonna go with that one. I like the ride-in.
I don't know. Seeing pus come out of a person's body.
Have you
nasty.
Seen where they do that to the cow? I may switch back to the pus. They like cut open this damn lump on a cow and they just keep like pumping this stuff out.
But
it's like cottage cheese.
Animal and human, that's different. I don't know. I can handle... Because I've seen I've seen cows, everything.
Yeah, I keep thinking of that one on Daniel Tosh.0.
I thought you were going to say Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
No, Tosh.0, where that dude pops that one on his pops that one on his back, and they just, like, pump that mayonnaise out for, like, 38 seconds.
Oh, gross.
I'm going back to the zit. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we got I'm going to zit, too. Casey, he's doing the kids-only videos. What do they call them, Casey?
I don't know. It just when those parents quit their jobs and have, then they just pump out these stupid videos with their kids running around. And,
hey man, to pay for bills.
It's not right.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for get a 6-second ad. Of course, I'm not even on YouTube yet, so I guess I better not expect anything. Yeah, Global Ag Network, get on top of that. Well, okay, so we've got a final winner of the day is the Pimple Popper. And there's even a TV show. I don't know if y'all have ever seen Dr. Pimple Popper on DirecTV. I mean, it's on Science Channel or something. Y'all watch that at all?
Dr. Pimple Popper? No.
It's a real show.
No?
I watched it, yeah.
I watched it for about 5 minutes, and that's about all I could stomach. So, yeah, it's anything is on TV. I think that would be the final straw. Anything on TV has got a Pimple Popper. Well, that was our first ever award show for idiotic stuff. I guess we'll do it in 10 years from now.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. We might make it an annual event. But we want to thank Casey Seymour once again for coming on and joining us, and always our co-host, my co-host, Landon Nolan, Ben Landon. And we hope he has everybody has a great new 2020, and don't wear out the 2020. I can see everything in 2020 vision mantra. So, until next time, we hope everybody stays safe out there and has a great winter and it gets ready for the springtime. And until next time, we'll ask you,
What side of the line are you?
The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by Randy's Breakfast Soup. You heard the commercial. Don't be a bitch. And get Randy's Breakfast Soup.
The Dryline Farmer Podcast, All Rights Reserved 2020, and a member of the Global Ag Network.